General Assistance Department, number one speaking.
Hello, this is number two.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Later, little man. Later.
The beds of the ministry.
Paris, Tehran, New York, Hawaii. Where in the world would you like to go? Pond's Beauty Tissues will fly you there. Enter the Pond's Beauty Tissue Competition, Pond's Passport International, and you can win two luxury jet tickets to just about anywhere in the world with 500 RON to spend. So enter now. Details on Pond's Beauty Tissue boxes in your store now.
As iemand jou 'n aandeel in 'n goudmyn aanbied, sal jy dit tog seker aanvaar. Natuurlik sal jy ja sê vir Benson & Hedges. Elke pakkie 'n goudmyn van kosbare smaakwaarde, geskep uit die rykste vergeniese tabaksoorte ter wêreld. Gewonder Benson & Hedges is reeds die langformaat vergeniese filtersigaret, maar die snelste groei ter wêreld nie. Mense stem die wêreld deur saam. Jy rook ryk man met Benson & Hedges.
Our story takes us once again to the nerve center of the civil service, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, where we find Executive Richard Lamb pleading his case with Secretary Mildred Murphy.
Please, Mildred, let me do it this time.
No, I think I'd better, Miss Lamb.
But you always do it, Mildred.
Aye, but that's because I'm much better at it than you are.
But how do you know, Mildred? I've never tried it.
That's what I mean. You'll probably make a terrible mess of it.
No, I won't. I've been watching you. I'm sure I can do it properly. Oh, go on, please.
Oh, blimey, I can see I'm not going to get any peace if I don't let you. All right, Mr. Lamb, do your worst.
Oh, thank you, Mildred.
And to use the words of the immortal Sir Gregory, don't make a muck of it.
But don't you worry about a thing, Mildred. Just you watch this.
Good morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Good morning, number one.
And what, might I ask, is going on here this morning?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Certainly doesn't look like nothing.
Mr. Lamb was just changing my thingy, Mr. Lennox.
He was? And what was wrong with the old one?
It was worn out.
Yes, I've always wanted to show Mildred how to change a typewriter ribbon, and now I've got the chance.
Not yet, number two. There's work to be done first. Mildred, to your duties, please.
Oh, back to you, Mr. Lennox-Brown. Please.
Now, what work were you talking about, number one?
Hmm? Oh, well, there's that job that Sir Gregory gave us yesterday, plotting a course for that yacht race which they're having at the end of the month, you know?
That shouldn't take much time.
I know, but I rather feel like a game of darts, you know?
Darts?
But of course, how else do you think we're going to plot a course? Where are the darts, by the way?
Where they should be, in the filing cabinet.
I see. Under what?
Well, now, where did I put them? Oh, yes, under X.
X? The dart?
Yes. Well, the D-drawer was full of dominoes, drafts, and the donut mixture that Mrs. Bratby asked me to get for her.
I see. So why X?
Well, X, Y, and Z are the only empty drawers. All the rest full. A for artichokes, arthritis ointment, and artificial sweeteners. B for...
Thank you, number two, but I don't think that you need to go into any more detail. Just get the darts, would you?
Right you are, number one. There we are.
Thank you. Now, if you'll just hold the map against the wall, I'll throw the darts at it.
No, wait a minute. I've got a much better idea, number one.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Why don't you hold the map against the wall and I'll...
Nonsense. I'm far better at throwing darts than you are.
But don't you remember the last time I held something while you stuck a pin into it?
No, I don't believe I do. What happened?
My thumb didn't stop bleeding for 2 hours.
That was a pin, number two. This time I'm throwing a dart.
Which is, of course, worse.
Have you ever known me to miss what I'm aiming for with a dart?
Yes. My thumb can't stand another wound like that.
Come along. Look, they don't call me Eagle Eye Lennox Brown for nothing, you know.
Oh, but number one, I really don't think that I...
Hold up the map, please, will you?
Imagine
me hitting your thumb, indeed. I wonder if it would be fair if I close my eyes.
No, number one, please.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Now, come on, number two. That wasn't anywhere near you. Look, we'll make the point that I've hit the first checkpoint in the yacht race. Now, where is it?
Let me see. Manchester.
Oh. Well, I don't think that'll work too well, will it? Let's try again, shall we? All right, here we go. Number two, it's only a flesh wound.
Flesh wound? Oh, I'll get tetanus, gangrene. Look at the dot. Still sticking out of my finger.
I'd better pull it out then, hadn't I?
No, if you do that, the blood will gush out all over the carpet.
Oh, of course, that wouldn't do the carpet much good, would it?
The carpet, what about my finger?
What on earth are you yelling about, man?
Who, me, Sir Gregory?
Do you know anybody else called Lamb Lamb?
Why, yes, Sir Gregory. There's my mother, my father, and all my brothers
Shut
called
up.
That. Yes, Sir Gregory.
Thank you. And what about you?
I'm not called Lamb, Sir Gregory.
All right. What have you got to say for yourself?
Good morning, Sir Gregory.
Bah.
And bah to you, too. I mean, how are you this fine morning, Sir Gregory?
Not too well, Eric Brown. My wife came back from holiday last night.
Oh, dear. That explains why you're in such a bad mood.
What?
I mean, what do I mean?
Eric Brown, I know exactly what you mean, but shut up anyway. What's that dart being sticking out of Lamb's finger?
It's stopping the blood flowing out, Sir Gregory.
Now, don't be ridiculous, man. There, I'll put it out for you. Oh, lad, you shut up. Make a terrible noise. It's out now, isn't it? Anyway, Lennox Brown, how's that job I gave you yesterday coming along?
Oh, you've been plotting the course of the yacht race, Sir Gregory.
Did I give you any other job yesterday?
Why, no, Sir Gregory, I don't believe you did.
Well, of course I've been plotting the race, you fool. What have you done about it?
We're just on that now. Actually, we're sort of pinpointing the course, as you might say.
Yeah, you might say that. Now, listen. Yachts from all over the world will be competing in this race. That means it's a terribly important job with no room for slip-ups.
And that's why it's safe in our hands, Sir Gregory.
Yes. And that means I'll be checking it after you've finished. Anyway, while you're doing that, you can also look around for some old hulk that's hanging about our docks.
Whatever for, Sir Gregory?
I was coming to that, Lamb.
Oh, well, do carry on, Sir Gregory.
Thank you very much. Now, apparently the Navy has run out of targets for gunnery practice. So they've asked us to look around for something they can use in their exercises at the end of the month.
But what sort of hulk are they looking for, Sir Gregory?
Anything that expands, anything that floats, of course. It is preferable that it can get to the target area under its own steam, but if necessary, they'll tow it there. Oh, and make it pretty big, won't you? This is one of those things where the press go along, so we don't want the Navy to miss it, do we?
No, of course not. Anyway, don't worry about a thing, Sir Gregory. We'll look after it.
Yes, you will. Very quickly, too. And don't make a mark of it.
Yes, of course not, Sir Gregory. And goodbye, Sir Gregory, and do give my very best regards to your old hulk. I mean, Lady Pitkin. No. Oh, thank goodness he's gone.
I haven't let it down.
Oh! Well, goodbye, Sir Gregory. I'm sorry you couldn't stay much longer.
All
goodbye.
Right. No need to push. Just wanted to tell you that I'll be sending all the details of the gunnery exercise over to you this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Sir Gregory. Goodbye. Right. Let's get rid of him. Well, number two, you know what to do now, don't you?
What, number one?
Get that map up against the wall. I think I'll try for double 19. Well, this is it. The Department of Sport and Social Welfare. What office is this chappy in?
Well, hang on. Was that me? Oh, yes. Here we are. Department of Sport, room 68. Mr. Hilton Granville Fothersham.
Room 68, hmm?
Oh, well, here we are.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, no. Don't tell me you're leaving already.
Yes, I think we must have knocked on the wrong door.
Oh, dear. Well, who were you looking for?
Somebody else. Anybody else.
Number two. Number two, I'll handle this if you don't mind.
Help yourself, number
Thank
one.
Thank you. Now, we're looking for a Mr. Hilton Granville Fothersham.
Oh, you clever boys, you found me.
That's just ruined my day.
Well, come in, come in. You catch cold standing out there in the drafty corridor.
Yes, it sort of catches you between the elevator and the back passage, doesn't it?
Yes. Terrible, isn't it? There we are. That's better. Now, what can I do for you?
Actually, it's what we can do for you.
Oh, super. I can't wait to hear what it is.
Well, it's like this, Mr. Granville, Father Schumann.
Oh, no. Please call me Hilly.
What's that for?
Well, it's my nickname, you see, from Hilton.
Well, it's a good thing your nickname doesn't come from the grand old Fothersham, isn't it?
Why?
Because then we'd be calling you Grandfather.
Oh, you are the one, aren't you? Grandfather. I don't think there's much chance of that. I mean, I'm still a bachelor.
Yes, of course. Anyway, Millie.
Hilly!
Hilly. We're here to show you the route that we've planned out for the international yacht race at the end of the month.
Oh, yes, how exciting. Let's have a look.
Spread the map out, will you, number two?
Right you are.
Very good. Thank you. Now, there we are. That's the route. Started from Cowes, with checkpoints at the Scilly Isles, the Isle of Man, Loch Rourke in the Outer Hebrides, Orkney, Hull, and then coming up the Thames to the winning post in London Docks.
Oh, superific. I couldn't have done better myself.
But I'm sure you could.
A yacht race round the British Isles. Oh, I see this is going to put England in the forefront of world yachting circles. How can I ever thank you?
Don't bother.
Number two. By the way, there is one small thing.
Oh? Oh, what's that?
We were supposed to show the course to Sir Gregory first, but he was out for the day.
Yes, he went off somewhere with Miss Bentwater. I'm not sure where, but I think I heard him mumbling something about an undercover investigation as he went.
Yes. Well, let's not worry about Sir Gregory. I think your plan is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It must have taken hours and hours of hard work.
Oh, it did. It did. Believe me, it did.
There's just one thing that's worrying me, though.
What's that?
I think you'd better have your office checked for woodworm or something. This matter's full of little holes.
There must be a reason why Rothmans is the largest selling, most wanted king-size Virginia cigarette in the world. It's simply this. Rothmans extra length, finest filter, and the best tobacco money can buy give you true king-size flavor. Rothmans king-size really satisfies.
Before you get stuck on a lonely road, remember the prevention. Remember Mobil Super Can. Mobil Oil Super, the multigrade that stays on form all the way. So travel with Mobil Oil Super. Just in case.
There's a furlong to go with Lady Jane leading from Sir Henry and Payday with Firelap a long way back. Into the final 100 yards, and it's Lady Jane all the way. But yet comes Firelap on the outer. Can he make it? He's closing the gap with every stride. 50 yards left and he's a length behind. 20 yards to go and he's on her girth. And now he draws level. And as they get to the line, I give it to Firelap. The champion has done it again.
Active people are strong on sugar. It's sugar that adds nature's energy.
I joined the Navy to see the world. But what did I see? I saw the sea. I saw the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the Atlantic isn't gigantic and the Pacific isn't terrific. So what did I see? I saw the sea. Or something like that anyway. Yes, so what do you want?
How do you get rid of that seagull?
Seagull? What seagull?
The one that's been screaming around the boat for the last 5 minutes.
That wasn't a seagull, Noel. That was me singing.
Oh, well, you've got to fool me.
What's the matter, Noel? Didn't you like it?
Well, I suppose you could put it that way, Humbert. And you could also say that I thought it was horrible.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. That's very kind of you, that is.
Yes, you're Amber.
Yeah. I know what happened. You didn't hear it properly. That's what. Hang on, I'll sing it for you again.
No. It's It's all right, thanks.
I joined the Navy to see the world. But what did I see? I saw the sea. I saw the Atlantic and the Pacific. Yes, no. Are you trying to say something?
Yes. I thought I'd just tell you that I've already done the washing today.
So what's that supposed to mean?
Well... well, it means that this shawl doesn't need soaking again.
Oh, no, yeah. Very funny, that was. Yes. Very funny.
Thank
yeah.
you, Amber.
Yeah, well, that'll be all for you for today, thank you. Now get back below desk where you should be.
Why should I be?
Because it's bad luck to have a woman on board the ship anyway, so don't tempt fate by being seen up here.
Yeah. Hang on, Amber. Who are those two geezers standing over there looking at us?
What two geezers?
Them two there. And seem quite interested in something.
Oh, well, whatever it is, I'm willing to bet it isn't you.
Oh. I see. I know, Amber. Maybe they can recognise true beauty, even if you can't.
Ahoy there!
Oh, did you hear that, Amber? They're ahoying at us.
You know, Rob, sometimes your powers of perception amaze me.
Oh, well, thank you, Amber.
Now, belt up, you silly old faggot.
Well, you're saying.
Well, what you think?
Ahoy there, James!
Yes!
And we come aboard!
I don't see why not. Everybody else does.
They're a strange-looking pair, aren't they?
Yeah. Looks a bit like government types to me. Yeah. I wonder what they want this time.
Good afternoon to you.
And the same to you, too.
Yes, with brass knobs on.
No! You'll have to excuse her, gent. She gets a bit that way inclined at times, you know.
Well, we'll take your word for it, Mr.
No, his name's not Mr.
No, I didn't think it was. What was it?
Snedderthwaite. Humbert Snedderthwaite.
Thank you very much, and keep the change, will you? Now, we are Lennox, Brown and Lamb from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
Congratulations. So what?
Well, we've been authorized to buy a boat, and we've chosen this one.
You want to buy this boat?
That's right, sir. Are you the owner?
Well, actually...
He's the caretaker.
Caretaker of a boat?
That's right. And the boat belongs to the government, anyway.
No, no. It used to, but they gave it to us. Don't you remember?
No, Amber. When?
Last year, though. Remember? Remember?
No.
Oh, blimey. They gave it to us because of the great caretakering job we've done. Come on, Mo, you must remember.
Amber, why are you kicking the leg of the table?
Oh, is that what it is? It's supposed to be yours. To jog your memory like.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, yes, that's right. I remember now.
That took long enough. Well, now that we've established that the boat belongs to us, what's the next step?
Oh, we need it for target practice for the Navy.
Target practice? This boat?
Yes, that's right.
Listen, are you too sure you know what you're doing?
Sure, but of course we're sure. Now, how much do you want for her?
I'm not for sale.
You mean... He means the boat,
love. Oh, I see.
Although that might not be such a bad idea. let's see now. How about making me an offer?
Well, firstly, does she float? I see she's in dry dock at the moment.
Of course she floats, yes.
And can she get out of the target area under her own steam?
Steam? This isn't a steamship. It's a sailing ship. What do you think these masts are for?
Who? I see. Is that what they are? Anyway, can she get out of the target area?
This boat can go anywhere.
Splendid. And will you take it there?
Yes, sure. I've always wanted to see how she goes.
Good. Very good. Well, in that case, we are prepared to offer you, let's see now, £50.
Let's rather say £5,000.
£5,000?
So, thank you. When do you want it delivered?
But that's too much money.
No, you earned in, say, £5,000, didn't you?
Yes, Amber. Now she's final offer.
Good. Then we accept it. When do you want it delivered?
We're on the last of the month, and it must be exactly 30 nautical miles due south of Portsmouth.
Oh, that's easy. When do I get the money?
No, don't worry. I'll send you a check.
Ah, splendid. Come on, Lowell.
Yes, right. Goodbye.
Well, number two, I think that's rather well wrapped up, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, number one. It was rather clever of me to spot this house, wasn't it?
Well, you spotted it, but of course I did make the final decision.
Well, I still think it's a pretty good bargain.
Yes, it's just what we want. I mean, it's so big that the Navy just can't miss.
Well, hello, listeners. Here we are reporting to you on the progress of the International Yacht Race. At the moment, we're in a little boat somewhere off the coast of England. Any idea where we are exactly, Arthur Bollett?
None, Roddy. And I don't really want to know.
Really, Arthur? That isn't the way to look at things.
Oh.
Arthur Bollett seemed to have caught a slight touch of the collywobbles, listeners. So you have to excuse him. Anyway, it's a perfectly lovely day for watching a yacht race. Don't you agree, Arthur?
Watching it from dry land, yes.
Yes, the sun is shining, there's a slight wind blowing, northeast, north south, northwest, I'd say. And there's just a small swell, no more than about 10 feet. Oh, come on, Arthur, pull yourself together.
I can't, I have lost too much of myself overboard already.
Well, don't worry, Arthur, we'll only be out here for another 5 or 6 hours. Poor Arthur Bollett. Oh, I say, Arthur. Look, Arthur. Look, Arthur, a yacht.
That's all I need.
This must be the leading yacht in the race. I wonder who it is. Let me get my glasses on the name. I can't quite make it out. Can you make out the spelling, Arthur, of that yacht?
Probably Y-A-C-H-T.
The name of the yacht, Arthur.
Oh.
Hang on, is it? Yes, it is. It's the Morning Cloud. That's the Prime Minister's yacht. Well, this is a surprise. A Prime Minister is leading the race.
Well, the sooner he wins, the better.
Hang on. There's another development. Look over on the starboard side, Arthur.
I am looking over the starboard side.
Arthur. Look straight down, Arthur. It looked like half the British Navy has sailed over the horizon. I wonder what they're doing here.
I think that must be the target we're expecting, Admiral.
Admiral, if you don't mind. Admiral Phenomenal.
I'm sorry, Admiral. Anyway, I presume that's the target.
And on what grounds you make that presumption, Captain?
Well, sir, we were told the target would be a sailing ship, sir.
Ah, well, that looks more like a yacht to me.
What, Admiral? I mean, Admiral?
A yacht.
You mean a yacht, sir?
No, I don't. I mean a yacht.
If you insist, sir.
I do. Tell me, Captain, do you think you can lift anything that small?
Well, I can see why not, sir.
Well, I do, because it is rather small, that's why.
Well, we can but try, sir.
You're going to have to do more than try, Captain. The representatives of the newspapers are aboard. Now, when we aim at something, we've got to be deadly accurate.
Well, sir, I'll admit the target's a bit smaller than we thought it would be, but we'll hit it, sir.
I hope so. You might find yourself demoted.
What, sir?
Demoted, Captain. Are you deaf or something?
Well, I didn't think I was.
Well, get on with it, then, and make sure that you hit it.
You know, Arthur, you really are missing the most exciting thing. The Prime Minister's yacht is nearly up to us, and the fleet have turned round side on to us, and all her guns seem to be pointing straight at us. Hang on, Arthur. That shouldn't be, Arthur, shouldn't it?
I hope not.
I say, Arthur,
Arthur. Why do you suppose they're firing like that?
21-gun salute for the Prime Minister.
Well, you know, Arthur, if it was a salute, he hasn't returned it. In fact, you know, Arthur, he seems to have disappeared.
Yes, and he's taken his yacht with him.
Oh, well, while we wait for what is now going to be the leading yacht in the race to appear, this is Rodney Marish returning you to the studio.
Number one, what are you going to do?
That's a very good question, number two. I think the best idea is to tell Sir Gregory that we're putting him up for the new Prime Minister.
What about the old one? I mean, they destroyed his yacht and probably him as well. Oh, Sir Gregory's going to kill us.
Speak for yourself, number two. I'm sure I can run faster than Sir Gregory. Oh.
But any minute now, Sir Gregory's going to come bursting in through that door and...
Ah, Lennox Brown and Lamb, there you are.
Yes, Sir Gregory, we can explain everything. See, what happened was this.
It's all right, Lennox Brown, there's nothing to explain.
Yes, but even one now falls, Sir Gregory.
Nothing to explain?
No, it all worked out very well.
But what about the Prime Minister? They blew him up.
Yes, but he was picked up by that BBC boat. Said he hadn't had so much fun in years.
And his yacht?
Well, he'd been trying to get a new one for some time now. Parliament will have to vote him another one, won't they?
It's as easy as all that.
Nothing to it. The press were very impressed that the Navy was so efficient in hitting such a small target.
So we're in the clear.
Oh, nearly, Lamb. Nearly. There is one small thing.
There had to be.
Have you heard of a ship called the Cutty Sark?
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory.
A ship that is a British national monument.
Why, yes, Sir Gregory.
What on earth possessed you two to buy it to use as a target for the naval exercises?
I thought that was too good to be true.
Actually, you needn't worry about that either.
We needn't?
Not at all, Lamb. That caretaker fellow, Snethwaite, took it out, and it won the yacht race.
Is moeg van wakker lui met geldkwellings?
Probeer een goeie boek. Lees die nieuwe NBS-boekie. Hoe om gelukkig te leef binnen jou inkomsten. Dit zal jou geldkwellings verban. Je krijgt het voor niet bij die Natal Bouwvereniging.
Who said pimples?
They're gone! Gone! Gone!
Thanks to Clearasil. Clearasil is America's number one skin mitigating cream. Clearasil starves pimples away by drying excess oils.
Clearasil works fast.
Clearasil starves pimples to make your complexion clear and smooth. Millions of young people have healthy skins because of Clearasil. Clearasil, the skin mitigating cream that starves pimples fast. Fast. Fast.
Indulging in a little gunnery funnery as the men for the ministry tonight with John Simpson and Roger Service. Yet sting along behind, more in the day. Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Pat Simpson.
The Men from the Ministry was written by Tom Meehan, who also produced the show in the Durban studios of Springbok Radio Productions.